take out the garbage when it's in the basement. One test, two mics, a couple cats, just you and me, so talking face to face. Oh yeah. Do we take out the garbage when it's in the basement? One test, two mics, a couple cats, just you and me, so talking face to face.
One really? Song by Orgy, and it's not even, it was a cover. Maybe. I'd have to actually hear it, I think.
Kenya?
Hey, this is After We Take Out the Garbage. I'm your host, Dave.
I'm Haley.
And this is a podcast where we take out the garbage a day in advance, and then we pick a topic and then ignore it. We're
stupid question. So it's always on Wednesdays.
Well, no. Like last week we did it on a Thursday.
Yeah.
But actually our garbage night is Tuesday nights now.
Yeah. But it's still literally
ours
true.
Is Wednesday.
Yeah. No, Wednesday. It is after we did. Yeah. It's just like several hours, maybe days after.
Yeah. Because, you know, in the two times I've been here, I've not actually seen the act of garbage taking out.
Yeah. It's usually.
Or garbage on the curb.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's... Because it doesn't. It doesn't happen.
I thought the actual act was just implied.
Although,
Oh, well, by the way.
I thought it was literal, and I'm disappointed.
It was before.
Well, it used to
at
be.
At our old house.
And it's not in the basement anymore.
Yeah, we're not in a basement, and the cats aren't here.
Yeah, well, they only occasionally. Yelled at one. They're around. They're around.
We're joined by guest hosts. Would you introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Jonathan. Hi. Hi.
Bill, first time caster, long time listener for this cast.
That's right. And also Chris. Chris, make a noise.
Hello.
That's the only time we'll bug you.
That's well, thank you guys, all of you, for coming. We really appreciate it.
I'm excited to be a part of this. I've been listening to it for a while. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome.
You've like endured it. You're like, oh.
That's
I also consider it an honor.
Oh,
I don't know
thank
why.
You.
I thought it's a big deal.
Like, I didn't put two and two together to actually subscribe to you guys on iTunes, but I just did that, so now I can get them on my phone.
Oh, there you go.
That's all it takes? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
I don't have an iPhone, so I don't...
Well,
there's an app in there, no? On Android?
Well, we use Stitcher.
We do. And Stitcher, it's like, it uses the same feed.
It just hosts it, and then it puts it on different...
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Mm. All right.
Platforms. Well,
I have better podcasts to listen to than ours.
Typically, I don't. I listen to other podcasts.
Like what? Like
Right now, I'm listening to Lore.
L-O-R-E?
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
Me? I listen to a bunch of them. I listen to Planet Money, Radiolab. There's a good one called Hello from the Magic Tavern. It's funny. Have you... Mm-hmm. Any of these? Well,
no, that's why I'm asking.
Okay.
Just like
I'm just
mental
curious.
Notes. I'm gonna replay this back and download those.
There's an awesome one called Homecoming, but it's kind of like a radio drama. Anyways,
radio drama. I'm all in. Yeah. When I grew up, I listened to WBBM's replay of the 30s and 40s and 50s
really?
Radio shows.
Oh, I love
Amos and Andy and all them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Gunsmoke. So
okay,
I'm in.
Nice. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Well,
it's good talking to you guys.
All right, see you later.
I just like podcasts about murder and creepy things.
So you probably
like, always. Your Mom's House. Have you guys heard of that one?
Mm-mm.
Is that comedian named Tom Segura?
Yeah.
Oh, I know that guy. Yeah.
He's hysterical. Yeah, he does that with his wife. And then I'm obsessed with the TV show Twin Peaks, so I listen to.
You're into not a reboot, but
the new season. Yeah,
the new season.
I
still got to finish the last season of Twin Peaks before I
get like
Ask
so
Chris, it's all
I watched
I've been talking
really?
About the last few days. Yeah.
I watched the first season like no problem, and then the second season I started to watch and I got like 3.5 episodes into it and I was like, this is fucked up and I have no idea what's going on. Because then I was watching on my lunch break at work, and so then my coworkers would walk by and be like, what the fuck are you watching?
That's David Lynch for you.
Yeah.
Well, I may
So I need to pick it back up.
And
I need to just restart the second season.
With April. David Lynch, that's the dude that did Mulholland Drive, too, right?
Yeah.
Lost Highway,
Blue Velvet, Eraserhead.
Yeah.
Fair to say that the first episode
he did,
upheld
he
what
do,
you were expecting?
Oh, no, I'm
like
thinking John Waters.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I don't know why I get him and John Waters mixed up.
He
because they're both out there, I'm sure.
Yeah, they're
right.
But
they're
John Waters is weirder. Like, to
John
the point
Waters
he,
is just well, he's an awesome filmmaker, but he's gross.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah, this shit's gross. Like, you want to shower afterwards or during and stop watching it. I'm not into that.
It's
showering while you
like. I would
like really recommend the new season. It's more along the lines of, because the first two seasons it was on network TV. It aired on CBS, and then they did a movie.
Was it really?
And there was like tits and gore like all over the movie.
So the movie is after the second season?
The movie takes place before season one, and it's about Laura 7 days before she died.
How does it do?
So that's why it's called Fire Walk With Me, because that was...
Yeah. How does it take place before season one, when the characters are obviously aged?
It takes place before season one. It's about...
Oh, the movie. The movie does. I'm sorry. Not the...
Season three takes place 25 years later.
Got it, yeah.
Okay. And it's on Showtime now, so David Lynch really... dialed up the weird.
Mm-hmm.
It is,
I believe that,
bizarre,
but that's probably good
for me. Yes,
although
for...
I feel like I mean, he had to have been,
it's
like
terrible tragedy.
He had to have been planning this, because in the, when they're in the red room, they're 25 years in the future, right?
Is that,
that's, she says, oh, I'll see you in 25 years.
Oh, I'll see. Oh, okay. So, but, so I'm, it sure... kind of, he probably was just like, all right, we're only going to do two seasons and I'm not going to do shit for a really long time.
Well, then... it was, I heard that the show just got canceled, so that's why it ends on that weird cliffhanger. Mm. But yeah, it does take place 25 years. That's why all the characters, much of the original crew cast and crew came back. So.
Yeah. I heard they didn't ask Laura Flynn Boyle back because if you have seen her lately, you'd understand.
She looks, looks different.
She's a trouty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
oh, that's, I haven't kept up with her.
Oh, it's like she got lip injections, but then it made like the rest of her face cave in, and then she got jowly too.
Yeah,
it's
same
not
thing
good.
With Rose McGowan, why did she do? She was already a beautiful woman.
I don't understand these ladies. I don't get it.
Ladies.
But anyways, yeah.
Twin Peaks.
Everybody,
watch it.
What are your feelings on the X-Files?
I love that show.
Okay.
Love X-Files.
I haven't seen every single episode because I would always watch it off and on. And there were certain times that my parents wouldn't let me watch it because they would always have like the, TVMA. Certain nights.
For like certain episodes.
Yeah, like some nights it would just be more graphic than others.
Right.
That was a big deal a while ago because that was network TV, like Fox.
Yeah. Well, they had the one episode that got banned after the first airing of it.
Oh, yeah.
And then they didn't show it again for 5 years.
Is that the one with the incest family?
Yep.
Yeah.
Home.
The peacocks.
Home.
Yeah.
So crazy. Yeah.
It is the most disgusting episode. It really is. But
That one monstrous woman that they all keep impregnating.
The mother.
Her mother. It's the mother.
The mother, yeah.
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 That she has, I know.
And then at the end, where he opens up the trunk and she's in the trunk,
she's
like, "They're all dead. We gotta start over."
Yeah.
The reason too that like my parents wouldn't let me watch it so much was there was I remember this particular episode aired after the Super Bowl because I watched that one year when I was pretty young, and there was an episode where this guy could remove body parts and they would just grow back, and there was. They come back from a commercial and like Mulder and Scully are going through this trash compactor full of like the heads that he's removed, and I had nightmares about that.
I remember that episode.
Yeah, you remember that one?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't see much past when Mulder left the show.
That's not X-Files. Season 8 and 9?
Yeah.
They brought Robert Patrick in to replace him.
Yeah, and I like Robert Patrick, and they brought in that gal, I forget her name, but it'll come to me. Doggett, she plays Doggett in X-Files. Gosh, she's gone on to other stuff, but that doesn't really count as X-Files. Growing up, same story, same age. It was like exciting when you got a chance to watch. It was more terrifying than anything. But my dad was into it.
Oh,
and my dad, didn't let on about the stuff that he was interested too much. But he loved the movie Contact. He loved Apollo 13, and he loved X-Files. And so it was a treat when I got to watch it for him. But that theme song at the time, obviously, pretty scary. Right. Grew up. Obviously loved it, and then with my younger sibling, did the very same exercise of scaring him. Like one day, actually, is my nephew. I know separate from the series, but I was inspired by my dad, and I was babysitting my nephew, and I'm like 19, 20, 21. I don't know exactly how old I am. Uh-huh. And he's 8 years old, and it's a stormy night, okay? And we mm-hmm. just put him down. That sounds terrible as I'm saying it. It's lightning and all that. And I put the theme song on, the surround sound with Whoa. The bass, crank it up, and just waited until uh-huh. he woke up with that. And I reassured him, put him back to bed, but it was just kind of fun. Actually, I feel really bad. But X-Files is always worth a rewatch. I was just downtown Rockford, and I saw, and I might actually go back and get it, but it was just out of my range. But I was just in love with the definitive DVD collection. Every single season, every single movie, a comic book, a calendar, the artwork, and this one box all together.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, but it all comes down to Mulder and Scully.
Like
just the two of them.
Oh yeah,
I could watch Mulder all day. Yeah, I could watch Scully all day. You know, even the new episodes that are back. I don't know if you guys watched.
We haven't seen it because we were trying to watch the whole series, and then we stopped at the end of season 5 because we were going to watch the movie.
Yeah,
and we couldn't find a good copy of it. I think it kept fucking up.
Oh, is that what happened?
I have the movie now. I have them.
Yeah. Well, that's the movie. There's two movies. I want to believe it's the first
one. But then we never got back into it.
But then they came back out on. Is it Netflix or Fox?
It's on Fox now.
Okay. Is it Fox? Okay.
They did a 6-episode run, and that's all they did.
They're coming back, though, with more.
They are.
I only thought half of those episodes were any good.
I didn't see them.
It wasn't that good.
What? How many episodes?
Six. They only did six.
Yeah. It wasn't that good. And, like, I'm not, as much as it gets you in right in the feels when stuff like that happens, like Arrested Development came back, Roseanne's coming back on ABC. Right. Like, yeah, it brings back some feels. But it wasn't critically good. Like, I can go back and watch season 1 through 6, any episode on X-Files. But not so much the new one, but it was still good to see them on screen together.
Yeah.
It was just, that was what was so cool about it. And that chemistry.
I believe it, yeah.
And Mulder might be one of the cooler characters, in my personal opinion, in TV history.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's my guy.
I love. And, you know, going back and rewatching some of it, I feel like I recognize some of what the writers were trying to say about society. Like, now and then, like, you see a story and you're like, as a kid, I was just like, oh, that's just, you know.
Aliens.
Yeah, aliens. But I think, you know, there's some episodes that are a little more blatant than others, but.
Yeah.
Some have, like, just a really hilarious, like, sense of humor. That's one of the things that I love about the show.
Like, dark.
That's why my favorite X-Files episode is, I can't remember the actual name of it. I think it's called Modern Prometheus is the name of the episode. But it's the guy, he's like...
Is there a carnival involved?
He covers women's houses in tents.
Yeah.
And he goes in there and he actually rapes them. Yeah. But he plays Cher. He like makes them pass out with whatever he puts in the house.
Yeah.
So he can impregnate them. And then they give birth to these like... deformed one-eyed babies, but that's what he is. He's obsessed with Cher, and it's actually a really funny episode.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound that funny the way I'm describing it, but
and it ends with a fake Cher.
Just like what? Yeah,
yeah. It ends with him. He gets to see Cher in concert, a really good episode.
The Clyde Bruckman episode with the dad from Everybody Loves Raymond. Towards the end of the Scully Mulder arc was he like could tell the future and stuff like that.
I remember that. Yeah and no one would believe him.
Right.
Yeah.
And then there's a really dark humor one where they're investigating a murder at a carnival, like an odd.
Oh yes, old and it has yeah, and it ends up being like thing. It the thing lives in the guy's gut. Yeah. Yes. That's right. Okay. I remember that one.
And then
there was a good one with Jack Black too, where he could light stuff on fire.
Wait, it wasn't just Jack Black. It was Jack Black and...
Oh, it's somebody else too. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, there's a... Oh, God. But yeah, there's another famous guy. You have to pull it up that you'll recognize.
Was this the same one that had Seth Green in the first season or something?
Maybe.
Am I making this
I don't know. Yet? I think Ryan Reynolds was in an episode too.
Jack Black and Giovanni Ribisi.
There it is. Giovanni Ribisi.
Oh, really?
Yep. That's right. Because it was... They were... it started out in like an arcade, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And then he like... You know, these fucking little kids are being all snot-nosed. So he's like, I think I'll fucking set you on fire.
Right.
Yeah.
You're seeing the one with Luke Wilson, plays a sheriff, and the story is told from two different points of view.
I do.
Is that one must be later?
No, wait. Is that the one where it's got the, like, someone's telling the story, and they go, Yes, exactly.
I
that is a really good episode.
It was from Scully's point of view, you know.
And it was from Mulder's point of view, but yeah.
From Mulder's point of view, Luke Wilson's got like buck teeth. He's a yokel.
And yeah.
He's like, oh, sure. Because
she's into him. Yeah, that's right. That was, yeah. Because then in her, when she's telling her side of the story, and Mulder sees like a dead body, he like screams like a little girl.
Exactly.
Like, yes.
I know they're all on Netflix. I'll have to.
Yeah, they are.
I'll have to have a look.
That's how we were watching them.
So with all the, you know, romanticized view of it, it was frustrating. The lack of continuity in the apparently main storyline with the cigarette smoking man and the sister.
Yeah.
Like anytime they thought it was getting close to even like coming together, they do Monster of the Week episodes, which were fine, but just introduced these new concepts, hybrids, and it never really got to the story.
Was it one of the early, I want to say, maybe I'm wrong on this, but I want to say it was one of the earlier shows that started doing one of those like continual story arc things where
like to be continued.
And where it like draws on through season after season.
Which is fine because there was some like the intrigue there with the senators on Capitol Hill feeding information in like the dark informants and the cigarette smoking man. There's some real stuff, and the fact that Skinner was anti-Mulder and then became like an ally to Mulder and Scully, but then was like drawn. Like it's just, but it never really never finalized.
Was there anything going?
Believably.
Yeah. Right. No, I agree. Well, at least
I think we're just gonna be talking about X-Files this whole.
I have to ask though, was there anything going on around that time, politically that like kind of fed that?
No. Well, Bill Clinton was the president for I think the entire.
Yeah,
show.
It was like '90s. So.
It's like 92 to like
the big infamous
2000
Oval Office blowjob.
Okay. Yeah, so that would be the only political thing.
Oh, okay.
Dramatic.
So this just kind of made its own.
Well, there's general paranoia about Area 51 and you know, life out there has existed for a while.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know that it was, but think about like Independence Day and all the other things that came out in the 90s, Contact.
Right.
There was a big focus on that, I would say, for some reason.
Do you guys believe in aliens? Well, first of all, coming to Earth, and second of all, like what, just in general, what are your thoughts on aliens?
I don't think they would come to Earth because of how stupid we are. I'm sure that they're watching us, but I think they exist because I think it's absurd to think this universe is so huge and there's nothing else going
on. That's true. I'm with Billy.
Word. Okay. To think with the infinite space, the infinite, you know, time and space out there, with how many planets and solar systems there are, to think that we're the only intelligent life out there.
We're not even that intelligent. We're pretty stupid, like I said.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, but when you talk about, is there life out there? Yeah. And are there cells out there? Yes. I'll say yes. There's cells out there. Mm-hmm. But has there been quasi-even intelligent life? I would say yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But probably. There's too much evidence to say, you can't say no, I guess.
It doesn't seem like anywhere close to us, but I mean, it has to exist somewhere.
But as far as like the old, again, the Independence Day, they're trying to make contact with us and they're going to come like take us over, or they're so interested in us, they're going to drive this clunky metal orb down, you know, and shoot this ray out. Yeah, that's
in
purely
Nebraska
born
and
our
field.
Limited mind.
Yeah.
I was just like, I have the vinyl record of the War of the Worlds broadcast that Orson Welles did.
Oh, nice.
And I was thinking, like, if I grew up in the 50s, I wonder if I would have, like, freaked out and
of
thought it was real.
Of course you would.
Because, like, everybody, like, I guess from the reports that I read, like,
it was real.
They tuned into it late, so they thought they were hearing something real, and everyone was, like, freaking out, and it just caused all this hysteria.
Because you can't go on Twitter and say, you know, hashtag War of the Worlds is happening, guys, or, hey, it's just fake.
Yeah.
No, like, you had to wait till the newspaper the next day to say it was just a radio show.
That's so, that is kind of crazy. I mean, it's really hard to think about society now just not even having the ability to, and information in general, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like...
Well, wondering,
like,
is a cute word anymore because no one really has to wonder anymore.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know?
I'll just like, Google it.
Yeah. Like, you were talking about the Cubs earlier, Bill. Is it Bill, Billy, William?
Whatever you want to call me. So. Some people call me Billy. Some people call me Bill.
Billiam.
Billiam?
That works too.
My brother's name is William grew up, I called him Billy.
That's what it
He's
says
now
on, my,
Bill.
On my birth certificate. So.
Okay. Okay.
Will- so, W.
I'm going to call him Willie.
W. So, like, you know, talking about the Cubs. I'm and not so, do I vividly remember late 90s.
I'm going to drink this beer because it's I haven't yet.
My brother-in-law was over and they got this Cubs conversation. Who was the pitcher for, you know, the Cubs in the 90s who had the thing? And they're like, yeah, I want, hey, you know what? Let me call my brother. He knows all about the Cubs. And he, you know, with the rotary phone, calls the brother, hey, you know, and then he got the answer. But you could That's also hilarious. Go to the Encyclopedia Britannica
right.
to get your information. But now there's no wondering. Well, like you just did earlier about Giovanni Ribisi. We didn't have to wonder about Giovanni Ribisi. Yeah. We got that finality.
Tiny-ass computer sitting between my legs.
Yeah. Well, that's another thing. I was watching War Games last night, which is a great movie. Matthew Broderick. And... They're entering this. He's got all this hacker equipment in his room, and it goes to the NORAD, which has these giant mainframe rooms of computers. I'm thinking all of that is right here.
I know. Yeah.
The equivalent of that is in my hand in this moment. This might outperform that at this point.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, it could. Hey, you're drinking beer. We're drinking beer. Let's do a quick break, and we'll do good for the gut. All right. Takes.
Yes. All right. Thank you.
All right. The moment you've been waiting for.
Finally. I started drinking my beer already, and that never happens.
All right.
My beer's delicious. I'll tell you.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
I don't know what it is. Nope. I have to take my beer condom off.
Well, tell me about your beer condom while you take it off.
It has Abraham Lincoln on it, and it says, ill, because he's in front of Illinois.
Oh.
I'm drinking Infectious Groove from Oso Brewing Company. It is sour, tart, wild, quench. Shocking, lactolicious. It's a sour beer.
Yeah, is it?
It's delicious.
Yeah, quite sour. What do you taste? Hints of any fruits or anything?
Nope.
No.
I don't know.
Okay, is it kind of funky?
It's a little funky. It's your basic sour.
Okay.
I think with
not too
without
bitter?
It being like a specific, like blueberry or something. Yeah.
Not too bitter.
No, not at all.
Okay.
It's delicious.
I'll say mine is from Third Space Brewing. It's called Happy Place. They call it a Midwest Pale Ale. I got it because, when we bought it, I got it because I was trying to get excited for our beer that we bottled today, which is a hoppy pale, something like...
Hoppy wheat.
Yeah, under an IPA. I mean, not under the umbrella of, but lower IBUs than an IPA.
Yes. Are you in control of the IBU? You have influence, I'm sure.
You can. I don't know how to calculate it besides just estimating with Beersmith, to be honest.
Okay.
But you can control it in when you put your hops in, how long they stay in, what hops you use, and probably some other factors I'm not thinking of.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
It's exciting. Well, you stole my joke, or I spoiled my joke.
No.
My beer, guys, is from a little, it's a little craft brewery out of Massachusetts, Samuel Adams. Okay, you got it?
Very good. Yep.
Got it.
Yep. So I just polished off a Rebel White Citra IPA. Yep, Dave, earlier you had a grapefruit IPA from
the
same craft brewer.
Very good.
What were your thoughts?
I liked it. It was a very tame IPA, like, it wasn't super, like, not what I consider, like, Sculpin has grapefruit IPA, but I think that one's, like, higher IBU.
Yeah, it is.
That's important, because grapefruit and fruit in a beer doesn't automatically make a match, you know?
Yeah.
And
right.
Fruity beer isn't, I can't do that. I used to do the Honey Bears with the Leinenkugels.
Like the Leinenkugels. Oh, I hate Leinenkugels.
I don't know what else. I can't go back to that well anymore, but you know, 6 years ago I could. And I like different beer. So the beer y'all are drinking, I'm into it, but I am a big supporter of Sam Adams. I think it's rare they come out with something I'm like, bleh. But when you put fruit in something, it's got to have that IBU count. It's got to, IPAs are a good match. So they did a good job.
Well, because grapefruit is a bitter fruit, so it works.
I mean, supposedly. You'd
think, my son would say salty.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really like grapefruit, but I like grapefruit in drinks.
Well.
So you've had grapefruit.
Yes, and
how?
I don't.
Like, how have you consumed it?
Just peeled it and eaten it.
You've peeled the grapefruit?
Yes.
Is anybody else surprised you don't like grapefruit? Have you peeled a grapefruit ever in your life?
I usually would just...
I don't know. I just ate it on a plate.
Yeah, I would just like eat it with a spoon, I think.
Is that how you do it? I don't know.
You cut it,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Cut it up and then...
So if, did you peeled it like an orange?
I think I did. I guess it's probably been like 15 years
and I thought
it was disgusting.
So, you know, I'm trying to... I'm like evangelical
about this. I probably thought
it
was a giant orange.
Yeah.
That's what I probably
thought it was. You can physically... You're actually able to peel a grapefruit, but that's not the intent and it's not good.
Is that why?
Yes.
I mean, or...
Grapefruit, so... the best
is that
way
where the bitterness is near the rind?
Yeah, that, the... So, so like growing up, like Bill said, I would cut it in half, flip it open, and you get like a grapefruit spoon or a spoon.
That's what I've seen people eat it like that. Yeah. I always thought that was just, oh, I'm being fancy. That's
no,
what I
no,
thought.
I actually might
I thought
not
it was
be.
Like a
it could be podunk for all I know. And my grandma would like
eat.
Toss a bunch of sugar on it to, you know, pretty
oh,
much make
yeah.
the whole
oh.
point of eating fruit moot
okay.
by
yeah.
doing that. But...
now
like
you can put
the bitterness
Truvia
of
on
grapefruit.
It.
That's why I like eating it.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what I do is I cut it in half and then half and then half. So it's actually in eighths. And so like wedges
okay.
and just eat it like,
oh.
like that. Just
okay.
the fruit part. But if you're getting anything other than just the flesh,
oh,
you're not getting
probably...
the full grapefruit experience.
Oh, see?
Your takeaway is to give it one more chance.
All right. I'll do it.
Okay.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'm drinking a Pepsi. It's a cola. It's a caramel color. It's
yeah.
sweet and it's carbonated.
Nice. It's a good mouthfeel.
Yes.
Do you prefer, are you a Pepsi person over Coke?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
But it's weird because my favorite soda, though, is vanilla Coke.
Oh.
But I think Pepsi tastes better than just regular Coke.
I'm interested that you said soda. Why'd you say soda, not pop?
Because I hate being from the Midwest and calling it pop. So.
Yeah.
I say
is,
both.
It's a pretty Midwestern thing, right?
It is.
I say both.
I'm a soda guy. I say soda. But when I'm at a bar and I order a whiskey soda, guess what I get? I get a whiskey and a club soda mix.
Yeah.
And it's
oh,
very
yeah.
disappointing. And I got to clarify. You know, and a whiskey pop sounds
you say
stupid.
So you're expecting Coke?
I'm expecting cola.
Okay, so
not necessarily Coke.
No, I
right, but
I've
I mean,
always
you just,
known
I think,
it as whiskey Coke, and then they're like, "Oh, Pepsi," and then you're like, "Yeah, okay,
yeah.
fine."
Because
I've never
that,
heard
but
of
I
them actually
soda.
Mixing Pepsi in there.
Yeah.
I thought
drink
it was
soda.
Always Coke.
I drink soda.
I don't know.
I know, like down,
but not,
isn't it like
I just
call
ordered
it
gin
Coke
and tonics.
In Texas.
Yeah, like
yeah,
Alabama.
What kind of Coke do you want?
Yeah, what kind
yeah.
of just in general pop
yeah.
or soda pop.
Yeah.
Right.
Is a euphemism. Coke is a euphemism for all that.
Yeah.
Right.
So Pepsi on that topic. Have you ever had Crystal Pepsi?
No, I haven't.
I actually really like Crystal Pepsi.
In your memories of the 93 or recently?
No. Okay, so let me tell you. I remember vividly my first and last time trying Crystal Pepsi
into this.
The 90s.
Okay.
And
was Van Halen playing in the background by chance?
I was
I'm just curious.
No,
right
so
now.
I remember like wanting it so bad. I begged my mom. We were at the Locally on Rockton.
Oh my gosh.
Before
yeah.
it became business. Horribly dangerous to go there. And
it was
I remember
once, never.
So she found, you know, they had the yeah, in the 90s it was all right to go. They didn't like punch Boy Scouts that were selling things outside.
Oh
or,
boy.
Yeah.
Oh. Next
so,
topic.
No.
Boy Scout punch.
Yeah. Did you hear about that? And they
I didn't.
Stole all his money.
Oh, you know, I believe it. And
that,
it's a sad
his little
story.
Boy got like punched in the face selling reeds or something. I don't know. Anyways.
It's a tough world.
No, so we were walking out and so she had bought it for me at the register and I'm walking down and I open it and I remember stopping right in front of the cart corral and I remember like chugging it like a 7-year-old girl chugging. And then I hated it. And I just like threw the bottle because it's the 90s. No one care about littering then.
you're not wrong. Yeah, you're not wrong.
Yeah, you didn't get in trouble. And
no.
that's what.
And you weren't
and
a bad person.
I hated
yeah.
it.
You yeah. are. You were a bad person, but
yeah.
you didn't know it at the time.
I didn't notice
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And I hated Crystal Pepsi. So then when it came back, I was like, oh, why? Why in the world? And then I was like, well, I'm going to try it. And then my brain like exploded.
In a good way?
Like in a
like a nostalgia way, like
cuz it tastes just like Pepsi, but it looks like Sprite or water, and it's like I couldn't. I had like this I don't know.
So the question is the taste difference mental or is it actual? Because apparently, Bill, that Crystal Pepsi, the only difference is they remove the caramel color.
Right.
Everything else is the same. No, but
I feel like
I
it tastes
that's
the same.
True.
I wish I got to try it, but I couldn't
still,
find it.
I still have 10 bottles. I can provide it.
Gray's IGA up here still sells it.
Oh, they do?
Do they really?
I'm
going to go get some.
Check that date code.
I'll grab one for you.
That's a good call.
Thank God. I was all over Surge when that came back.
Oh, yeah.
See, I haven't had Surge
you
yet.
You and I are friends.
I don't freaking give a heck. That's all I have to say.
So okay, can we Surge it just a touch? Can we Surge
please.
Just a touch. So before the Crystal Pepsi thing, so in my store, I'm big into the retro stuff. So like I petitioned as a store manager to Surge, the Coke to get Surge back. Mm-hmm. I was involved in the Surge movement for years. I was also surgemovement.org. It was a website that existed for years because in high school I lived on Surge. The kicks like a soda, drinks like an energy drink, man.
Yeah.
And the commercials and all that, you know, before Red Bull. So it was my jam.
Those commercials were awesome, yeah.
But driving around in the car, the things.
I feel like Surge was a boy thing.
Yeah.
Sure.
Teenage boys. Well,
the commercials were like really aggressive.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
No, it's, is it timer?
Just kidding. No.
No.
So, but it went away because, you know, apparently it stagnated. So then Coke came out with Vault. And
I remember Vault too.
They even admitted that it's like 99% the same formula as Surge. So I was all into it. And then they got rid of Vault. So I joined vaultkicks.com and savesurge.org. And it was like, whatever. September 15th, my birthday, 2014, they announced they're bringing it back on Amazon. So I'm like, oh man, I'm all about it. One of my proudest moments, Bill, as an actual Surge fan, I became the first Walmart in the Midwest to have it in my store. And I had a giant display for a long time.
I remember seeing pictures
time,
of this.
And I had a retro 90s cart rail full of, you know, French Toast Crunch and Surge. And
that is a crowning achievement.
And I saved it. I posted it to the Surge Movement website on Facebook, who is credited with, Coke credits them for finally convincing them to come out with it on Amazon. And it got like 1,000 views, you know, on their site. And it was on my store's site. Little and still it's still for sale. Register one.
I kept getting texts from friends telling me like, oh, like it was bad when it first came back, like telling me
it's
like where I could find it.
Because it would be like on, you know, because at first it'd be like at Bob's Gas Mart, you know, was that obscure.
Yeah,
you know.
Yep. No, I remember that.
Dope. Crystal Pepsi.
I think next time we do this segment, though, I'll do it before I don't have to work because I was drooling so much when you guys were talking about those IPAs.
Yeah.
I can't partake tonight.
Yeah.
I'm never really into IPAs growing. Like,
sometimes
recently,
I don't know if I could get through my job without drinking.
Well,
aww.
Like on the job or?
Ooh, too much.
Hello.
It's a good thing we only have like 5 listeners and none of them are my boss.
Yay. Not
yet.
Care either.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Uh-huh.
Any hoser.
Yeah. What? Prentitty?
Prentitty.
Oh, it was pretentious.
It was supposed to be pretentious. I don't know how to spell pretentious, which I have to be in a spelling bee tomorrow, guys. And I hope I don't get pretentious.
Really?
Yeah.
For what?
It's a... For family counseling services, it's a cheater spelling bee.
It's for charity.
I think that's neato.
Yeah.
Seriously. Yeah. NEATO. Seriously. I used to be the best speller in all of the fourth grade at Cherry Valley.
What's funny, I mean, it's a cheater spelling bee, so it goes by how much money we've raised, and then they give us cheats. And so, but they also give you lots of booze during this, too.
Oh my
so
gosh.
It's like.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you want to have a spell off real quick?
Yes.
Okay. Give me a word. Or do you want me to give you a word?
We're just going
to
do that. Okay.
I don't have my phone.
Start,
right?
Give me a word. I just want to see where you want to take this.
We'll start it off. Well, serendipitous.
S-E-R-E-N. D-I-P. I-T-I-O-U-S?
No.
So I-O-U-T-O-U-S.
You got it. Yep. That's good. We'll take it.
That's a huge like misspelled word.
Yeah, okay. I was gonna say, and that's a very long word.
Okay.
Like,
can we do
encryption?
Encryption, E N C R Y P T I O N.
Yeah, that's a little easy. Okay.
All right. Here's one. Pirouette.
All right. I'm not sure what that
is. You win.
Even.
So P-I-R-O-E-T-P is an H in there. Good job.
Okay.
Good job.
P-I-R-R-H-O-U-E-T-T-E.
Yeah.
Pirouette.
Fucking Asians, I swear. Fucking spell. Are you a good speller?
I'm not Asian.
You're not? Oh, shit.
See,
I'm sorry.
Actually, you missed that one. Yeah.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
We went into a range of diverse topics.
Yeah. Oh. Like, should have been here.
So before I got... So I wasn't bragging. I think you just, like, served me right there. This is so you did. You spelling bee served me.
No,
right?
You
over-served me, and then you served me. But...
Ooh, we should watch You Got Served.
In fourth grade, I was the that was a big deal to me. I had a little trophy and stuff. So we went on a school-wide competition, and I was down like the final three, and I got the word equipment, and I nailed it. Moving on, boom, boom, boom. Then it's just me and someone else, and I got yogurt, slam dunk, Y-O-G-A-R-T. And nope. Yogurt.
Yogurt. And, I was going to say it didn't sound right at all.
And I'll never forget it.
Drop the mic? You're like, boom.
I beefed it. Yogurt.
Yogurt.
After passing equipment in fourth grade.
Oh, man.
I've got one for you. Coccyx.
Coccyx?
Yeah.
C-O-C-C... Coccyx.
Y-X. C-O-C-C-Y-X. Y-X. C-O-C-C-Y-X. I especially know because
I think the CC was the trip up. Damn it.
Yeah. We get a lot of culture.
X Y X, right?
Coccyx is coccyx, huh?
Is it COCCXYX or COCCYX?
COCCYX.
Yep.
Mm.
Where I work helps in a lab.
Yeah, medical field.
I'm pretty sure we're gonna be thrown out of our spelling bee pretty quickly. So
okay.
I want to see. That's awesome.
There's a cheering side down at the Lombardi.
Yeah, right there.
You can come 6:30. Cheer us on. We're the B-52s.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I get it. I just that took... I'm a slow guy.
Hey, spelling bee.
Spelling 52s. Bee.
Is there anything else you wanted to touch on? We're kind of running up against our time here. John, Bill?
I'll roll with whatever, man.
Okay. No, I'm good. I feel like we talked a lot. You guys talked a lot about X-Files.
Yeah, that was the bulk of the show.
Which is, I feel, a strong topic.
Like, you still have feelings that you need to get out about it, don't you?
Well, I mean, you know, we got all our lives, you know, really.
I was going to ask if you guys remember the other show that Chris Carter did, Millennium.
Yeah, yeah, that was the sequel with the three dudes. The two dudes?
Oh. Millennium.
Like the nerdy computer guys?
Yeah, what are they called?
They had a show?
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. That's called The Lone Gunman.
Yeah, that's The Lone Gunman. Sorry.
I'm talking about a different show, Millennium.
But there was a spinoff with those guys? Seriously?
There was, yeah.
I didn't know that. I love those guys.
It didn't last very long at all. No.
Neither did Millennium, did it?
No, it only lasted two seasons.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because Chris Carter, while good, you know, he hit on a really good... Mulder and Scully, David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson, like that's a winning formula. Whereas Vince Gilligan from X-Files, who was I don't know if he's a co-creator, but he was definitely a head writer and a producer. He's gone on to freaking do Breaking Bad.
Right.
Nailed it. Yeah. And he's killing it with Better Call Saul. If you haven't followed on to Better Call Saul after Breaking Bad, you're missing out.
We fantastic. Watched the first season.
Yeah.
It's there, man.
We're currently watching that Better Call Saul, and I haven't even seen Breaking Bad, like a single episode of it.
Really?
Yeah. I think...
Do you like it on its own? That's curious. Do you like Better Call Saul?
I do.
On its own?
Because I love Bob Odenkirk.
Yeah, me too.
Well, and I feel like you don't need to know anything about Breaking Bad.
You don't. You'll have a heightened appreciation.
Yeah,
it's mostly a prequel.
It's on its own.
It is. It takes place like 6 years before he even meets Walter White, I believe.
But what season are you in?
Only season one.
So. Okay, so season one for sure.
Yeah,
but
I enjoyed it.
Season two would help.
Breaking Bad. We watched all Breaking Bad, but I don't like a show where I hate everybody. And
you
hated everybody in that show.
Yeah, it's hard.
I wanted Walter to die.
There's a flaw for everybody.
I wanted Walt Jr. to die.
Well, you haven't
watched
it.
We're spoiling all
of it.
Who the fuck was Skyler?
Well,
fuck
I know.
Skyler.
Oh, fuck Skyler, right?
She I know exactly how the show ends, though, because a certain somebody spoiled it for me because he thought I knew how it ended.
He's in the room right now. Mikeless can't even defend himself.
he thought I knew how it ended, but I didn't.
Yeah. It's a top maybe two.
Honestly,
show.
I don't even remember how it ends because I don't even think it really matters.
Well, let me just tell you real quick. No. All right.
Well, yeah, that was X-Files guy.
Well, that's okay. I'll have to check out Millennium is what that show is called.
I have the, if you want to borrow it, I have the first season on DVD. Okay. It's not on like Netflix or anything. It's with Lance Henriksen. He's the guy from Aliens, the android. He plays a former FBI agent in the show who can look into the minds of serial killers.
Was this right after X-Files ended?
It was during X-Files.
Okay. I would say the show, the name sounds familiar. Like I knew it as a show.
Well, you might be thinking of the Robbie, what's that guy's name that sings the song? Millennium.
No, Robbie Williams.
Robbie Williams.
Oh,
yeah.
What I think.
No? Yeah, no, I'm with you.
I like that music video he did where he's taking off all his clothes.
Oh, and he becomes just meat.
Well, first he's just taking off his clothes, and then he starts taking his skin off, so now he's just muscle, and then he takes that off, so now he's just a skeleton dancing around.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That song is called Rock DJ. It's really cool.
I remember that one. I remember seeing that on the TRL.
Oh nice. TRL.
Yes.
That's a good note to end on.
There's a lot of good stuff there.
Go check out TRL on your hottest TV station.
I recently tried to explain TRL to like a 10-year-old. It did not work.
I heard that was coming back too, actually.
Really?
Yeah. I could believe it, but it's at the same point. Like, you tuned in to see who had the best video.
Yeah. Right, and you voted.
Carson Daly,
you had to vote.
Yes. Yeah. Remember it was a crime when Tom Green won, right? For Bum Bum Song.
Bum Bum Song, yeah.
Yeah. But that Shady, the real Slim Shady, Backstreet Boys, Blink-182 favored heavily in that.
Britney Spears.
Britney Spears.
And then they'd be number one for like 12 weeks and you're like, fuck, I don't want to hear that song anymore.
Remember when...
Or you did want to hear that song somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember when they had the VJ contest and Jesse Campbell won? But it really should have been Dave Holmes, and now Dave Holmes is doing way more than...
Yeah. Well, Dave Holmes was, we knew it growing up.
Jesse Camp.
He's better now.
He's probably, I don't even know if he's still living.
There's Google for that.
Yeah.
You don't have to wonder.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You just don't
have
to.
But the thing is, what if you Googled it and it did not tell you?
Whoa, that's the mystery show. Check out this podcast called The Mystery Show.
Okay.
She goes into mysteries that don't really matter and they're not really Googleable.
Really?
Yeah.
Off the grid is how I figure that. If you can, there's probably something there.
Yeah. So just FYI, TRL, check that out.
recommended by Haley.
What? Give your closest shot at a TRL closer. Can we do that? Is that a good way?
I don't remember how they closed the show.
How do they close?
I mean,
the
how
show?
Would you would want it? I'll start. I don't know.
All right.
Try. See if it inspires.
This is. Carson Daly with TRL. Be good to your moms. Peace out. All right.
I think we should end with that.
Okay.
I'll second.
Third.
Okay. There you go. All right, guys. All right. Be good to your mom.
Yeah. Peace out.
Peace out.
Bye.
Word to your mom. Bye.
We can't get the garbage. We can't sit. One, dust, two, bicycle, one, cats, just you, me, some.